The 174 seats are now filled and the new Dáil will meet for the first time on December the 18th. Will there be a vote for Taoiseach on that day? Well, that's not clear yet. Fianna Fáil won the most seats, 48. Sinn Féin have 39. Fine Gael are in 38. Labour and Social Democrats returned 11 each. Independents have 16. Independent Ireland on 4. People Before Profit Solidarity have 3. Aonthu have 2. And the Green Party and 100% Redress have 1 each. So between them, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have 86 seats, just too short of a majority. Will Labour or the Social Democrats join them in coalition, or will the two outgoing government parties rely on the support of a number of independents? Meanwhile, Sinn Féin leader and TD for Dublin Central, Mary Lou MacDonald, has been in touch with Ivana Bacsik, leader of the Labour Party, and Holly Cairns, leader of the Social Democrats, about possible talks. With us in studio this morning is newly re-elected Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, Eoghan O'Brien. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So what is the point of talking to Labour or the Social Democrats about forming a government? You don't have the numbers.
Well, the numbers are very clear, and exactly as you said, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael do have the numbers to form a government, albeit with some external support. However, a deal hasn't been reached. A week is a long time in politics, and many things can change. So given the fact that our view is that a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition is the worst possible option, despite the fact that Micheál Martin seems intent on bringing Fine Gael in as a junior partner, we said we were going to talk to other like-minded progressive political parties on the other side of the election. That's exactly what we're going to do. And in the first instance, it's to assess what are the options, what are the possibilities. Micheál Martin clearly has the upper hand. There's no denying that.
Because you would need every single one of the other TDs outside of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, and even then you would have a one-seat majority.
So the conversations that we're hoping to have with the Social Democrats, with the Labour Party, and then with the other progressive groupings isn't about that. It's about, look, where are we? What are the possibilities here? What are the areas of cooperation? But also everybody's
in opposition.
Everybody's talking.
Is that what you mean, though? I mean, have you accepted you're not going to be in the next government?
Everybody seems to have accepted, including you, Audrey, that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have done a deal.
They not haven't at all. That's my next question.
They haven't done a deal. And unlike 2020, Fianna Fáil has the upper hand. They have 10 more seats. And I think there's going to be some real challenges. Do Fine Gael really want to be the junior partner? Do they want to have less time as Taoiseach if they get a rotating Taoiseach? Do they want to have less ministries?
So in
less
that instance, ministries? Will you contact Fianna Fáil?
We have always said in the first instance, what we would do is talk to like-minded parties. That's what we're going to do. We obviously also have to meet as a parliamentary party. We have to talk to and listen to our new TDs. So we're kind of taking this step by step. And I think that's the sensible thing for us to do. But let's also remember, because this isn't just about the numbers. This is also...
No, but just before we move on, question I asked you there,
sure.
In the event of things not working out in talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, given the 10-seat difference between the two, would you contact Fianna Fáil?
We always said during the election campaign that while our first preference was a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, if those numbers weren't available, we would talk to everybody, and that includes Fianna Fáil. And if you look at what's happened on the left side of the political spectrum, Sinn Féin has consolidated, increased our seats. The Social Democrats and Labour have increased their seats. That's a powerful block of 60 progressive politicians who campaigned and advocated for change. So, again, we're not losing the run of ourselves. All we want to do in the first instance is talk to the other parties and see what options are available. And again, there's a possibility that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael won't reach a deal.
So would there be support in Sinn Féin for contacting Fianna Fáil about talks?
First of all, there would be support in Sinn Féin for a dramatically different kind of government, a government that is going to tackle the big issues of housing, of healthcare, of childcare, the cost of living crisis, workers' rights and other issues. That's where our party is focused. And again, we made no secret of it. We said it in the last election and we've said it in this. While we set out our preferences as a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, if that was not numerically possible, and it's not numerically possible, as we all know. We'll talk to all parties. But in the first instance, we want to talk to parties where on key issues...
And you've said that. We have
commonality on.
But if you don't talk to Fianna Fáil, you're heading for the opposition for another 5 years.
Well, let's just wait and see what happens. There's a long way to go before a government is formed. Yes, we'll meet on the 18th. The expectation is that Ciarán Cóirla is likely to be elected. But certainly the briefings from the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael side is that they don't think there's going to be a government until February, despite all the challenges that the country has. So we're going to take this step by step. We're going to do exactly what we said we would do during the election. But also, like I say, we haven't even had a parliamentary party meeting. The party leadership met yesterday.
It's just that your party leader continued to say through the campaign and other TDs, of course, as well, for your party, candidates for your party, that you would not be party to putting Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael back into power. But are you saying now that you would talk to Fianna Fáil? You would send them a letter asking them to talk to you in the event of the other not working out?
So, Audrey, what we said throughout the campaign, and I'm going to use exactly the same sentence as I used hundreds of times on the doors and on the media, was our preference was to form a government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, a government of the left, a Republican government, a government of change. But what we also said very openly and honestly to people is if the numbers were not there for that, we would talk to all parties. Now, Micheál Martin has said he's not interested in talking to us. He clearly wants to do a deal with Fine Gael. He wants to have another 5 years, possibly of an even more right-wing government than what we've had with some right-wing independents. And that is going to be devastating for people who are desperate for affordable housing, people languishing in hospital waiting lists, people looking for affordable childcare, workers who are looking for stronger rights and workplace protections.
The election is done, though, and perhaps you would have been in a stronger position had you formed that alliance with parties on the left well in advance of the election, rather than waiting for the day before to tell your voters to transfer to other left parties.
I don't accept that argument at all for two reasons. First of all, we work very collaboratively with those other political parties on the left throughout the course of the last Dáil term on the floor of the Dáil with legislation and in a variety of committees. But also, we said consistently throughout the election, we wanted people to vote for Sinn Féin and then transfer to other progressive pro-change candidates, depending on the constituency and depending on what was there. We've always made that plea. Again, it's no news to anybody. It was the same the last time. So I'm not here saying anything I didn't say the week or the month or the year before the election or on the doors to people. But it is important to acknowledge that something has shifted. There is now a far larger and more cohesive progressive left Republican bloc between Sinn Féin, Labour and the Sock Dems. Yes, there's People Before Profit and left independents, although smaller in number. So I think the smart thing to do is for us to be talking to each other to see how we can best utilise that strength, whether it's in government, whether it's in opposition. We're not going to know how that plays out for a while.
But,
and I want to say this again, some of the commentary out there seems to think that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have an easy ride and are just going to waltz into government. I think it's going to be much trickier for them, particularly for Fine Gael as a junior partner being pushed around by Fianna Fáil. Is that really what they want? And that's a matter for them, ultimately. What I do know is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is really, really bad for this country and so many of the people who did vote for change at the weekend.
Yeah, but your seat tally at 39... it masks the fact that this was not a good election for Sinn Féin. You lost nearly 120,000 votes on your 2020 result. That's nearly 6% vote share down.
Sure. And from my point of view, there are some really positive things in the election, and there's also some disappointing things, and we need to be honest with it. I mean, the first thing is we only got 11% in the local elections barely 6 months ago. We've had a very, very difficult number of months. In fact, if I had been in this studio with you the week before the election was called, we'd have been talking about whether you'd have been asking me whether Sinn Féin was going to be losing seats. I think during the course of the campaign, everybody acknowledges that the party turned that around. We have consolidated our position as one of the three large parties. We won back seats that we had lost because of defections, whether in Clare or South Kildare. We also obviously took the seat in Carlow Kilkenny, really important following Kathleen Funchal's
departure.
But you
were the main opposition to a government which included a party which had been in government for three terms and another who was in government when the economy crashed in 2008, and you lost over 116,000 votes.
And we also gained seats. We've 10 new TDs joining the
But that was down to vote
team.
Management and a larger Dáil.
It
Your
was,
vote share is down nearly 6%.
It is, and I'm not saying that it's not 5%. 5.5% is the exact drop. In some constituencies, it's down more. In others, it's down less. But we've returned more TDs. We're the second largest party. We've consolidated our position. Absolutely, Audrey, we're going to have to sit down and do a very detailed constituency by constituency analysis to work out where those votes went. Did some of them stay at home? Did some of them go to other parties? Why was that? But 3 months ago, 2 months ago, people were asking how many seats were we going to lose. I think in fairness to both Mary Lou MacDonald as the party leader and the party's campaign teams on the ground, not just the candidates, but also the directors of election campaign team, in a very short space of time, we turned that around to have what I think is a decent result. Is it as good as I wanted? Of course it's not. Would I describe it as a bad election? No. Any election where you win more seats and when you consolidate your position, particularly given the difficult year we've had, there are lots of positives. Is it perfect? By no means. No. But nor would I describe it as a bad election.
But in all likelihood, you're heading to opposition again for another 5 years, and your strategy for Sinn Féin being in government on both sides of the border is in tatters. Will Mary Lou MacDonald be allowed to remain on as leader of the party?
Well, first of all, you're again making the error of assuming who's going to form the next government. That hasn't happened, right? And again, I'm not misreading the numbers. Sure, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have the stronger hand here, but the deal hasn't been done.
But back to the leadership.
Sure, but my point is to reject the premise of the question. And Mary Lou MacDonald, I think, has had a really, really good campaign. I mean, again, go back to where we were. 11% in the locals, a very, very difficult period prior to this election. And I think during the course of the campaign, people saw Mary Lou at her very best.
But her vote in her own constituency was well down in 2020.
It was, but she retained her seat.
Will she be allowed to remain as leader of the party? You've Piers Doherty getting the biggest vote in the country. Would he make a good leader?
Can I say this? Anybody who watched Mary Lou on the campaign trail, Mary Lou, as I think the most empathetic, compassionate, listening leader of the three leaders, I think knows Mary Lou is the right person to lead this party. There is no conversation that I've been party to suggest otherwise. And also, look, in my constituency, we probably lost a larger vote share than in Mary Lou's constituency. Now we returned, myself and Mark Ward, and we're really happy with the result. Where things don't go exactly the way you want, there's a bit of collective responsibility that we all have to look at and we all have to consider. But no, I think Mary Lou had a really strong campaign. She is one of the key reasons why we've turned the ship around, we've consolidated the vote, and we've come back with 10 new TDs. And I think whether it's in government or in opposition, the dynamics of the next Dáil are going to be dramatically different. And the big ticket issues, because we all get focused on the process, and the process is really important. But your listeners out there are still living with the cost of living crisis. They still are unable to get affordable homes. They still have family members languishing on hospital waiting lists. Those issues have to be tackled. And a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael government, propped up by a few right-wing independents with some sweetheart deals from the constituency, isn't going to fix those big ticket items over the next 5 years. And that's why we're going to keep doing everything we can, no matter how much of an outside chance it may be, to deliver a government that's going to tackle those big issues. Because Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as a junior partner are not going to do that over the next period of time.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest, Eoin O'Brien.